When an ordinary businessman embezzles petty cash, the chance he'll get away with it is slim. A conventional accountant cooks the books, and in a flash, the finger of suspicion points at him. There are plenty high officials with a finger in the pie. In fact, there are innumerable sects of them. Their position's too exalted and their profile is too high. Dishonest is what everyone expects of them. But no one would suspect a funeral director of making money in dishonest ways. Your average mortician is above suspicion, so proper is the image he conveys. The public automatically and gullibly expect that an undertaker's ethics are impeccably correct. So for all our misdemeanors, we are treated with respect, and for men like us, crime pays. By day, I am a reputable tradesman, but at night, when chances of a customer are few, I dress up as a devil and appear by candlelight to necromantic sorcerers like you. Although such means of supplementing anybody's pay would strike most decent folk as indefensible, that distinguished undertakers should behave in such a way is something people find incomprehensible, 'cause no one would suspect a funeral director of conduct that was shady or untrue. By day, when we're embalming, we're polite and charming, respectable and righteous through and through. But when the moon is in the sky, we're rather less refined, and we do things that would scandalize the most perverted mind. We could make an honest living if we felt that way inclined, but we very seldom do. We're stunned, stunned, drained of all power, shocked, shocked, to learn that our greatest friend, who we all thought was a spirit of the underworld, is nothing of the sort. We thought he was a spectre, not a funeral director. With his embalming ointment, what a disappointment. No one would suspect Mephistopheles of anything distasteful or uncouth. So naively was men in our profession make a good impression. Is nothing of the sort. Impressionable youth.
Would you believe
you
it?
Thought your friendly tradesman, Mr. H. Formaldehyde, it was a pillar of society with all that that implied. And you never dreamt he dabbled in black magic on the side. So now to you be known.